Now, in Sif Yadalit, Yizahir, you have to be careful. Shlo Yachos Ba'ama V'yashtin. A person may not touch his organ as he's urinating, right? Imlo Ma'atara Ulamata, except for from the Atara, that's like the part where it comes out, like right, Ulamata and down, meaning like away from your body, the tip, in other words. I know Ulamata.
The tip is the Atara.
That Atara is like the tip. From the breast and outwards, away from the body. That's what we're talking about over here. That is okay to touch when you're urinating. The concern is a person will, as the Mishnah will say, one thing will lead to another, and he'll end up being moti zera levatala, which is no good. You know, yeah? Okay? Ela imken hu nasui. Unless a person is married. If a person is married, we'll see in a second, and his wife is around, and she's not, and she's tahara. So then, you're allowed, a married man with his wife around and about is allowed, when he's urinating, to touch himself closer to his body than just the Torah. Otherwise not. Midas chasidus, but anyways, midas chasidus, like the, how do we translate that in English? I don't know. Pious person, you know, like above the letter of the law, right? Lizar, afilu, hanasui, even a married man wouldn't touch himself closer than from the Torah and in. This that is based on, that's interesting. I was going to say it's based on a... Okay, interesting. I see here the Beri Gola brings Rabbeinu Yona. I was going to say that it's based on the second parak of Nida. It says that why was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudin Nasi, it's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why was it called HaKadosh? It says that his hand never went below Tiburo, which either means his belly button or his Vakum HaBris, there's different yourselves, whatever. The point is, he didn't put his hand down there, so maybe that's Kadosh. This is Chasidus, maybe. Okay, anyways. It's an Inyan. There's certainly an Inyan to not touch yourself down there, as we will, more than an Inyan. There's like a, I mean, sorry. There's an Isser of touching yourself down there, but there's even an Inyan not touch yourself down there when it's mutter, when you're actually urinating, as we'll see. In Kafhe, for starters, it says, Lamata, meaning from the, yeah, Afilu im ha'ever bekishui. Doesn't matter, even if a person is erect, still, mutter but ma'atara ulamata. From the atara, the makmabris, and away from his body. I know. Yeah, fine. Chavav bebnei shemotzi zera. So he says rotzalomar. What he means is shayidei nigiaso begid. First, you touch yourself. Bade chimum. That will come to arouse a person. Veirur, and then he'll have thoughts. Vyavlezeh, and then it will lead to him having zera levatala. Vachomer avon hazeh, and the severity of this, the sin of being motzi zera levatala, is bad news. I'm Be'evanezer, Simuch of Gimel, there it brings, it's like you brought the marble to the world and so on. Bad news. It's a considered Alpi Machshava, like a super duper nasty crime, so a person should be extra wary of that. And you see Chazal, all of us are very wary of that. Okay? We said if a person is married, then he could touch himself while he's urinating even closer to his body than the Atara. So the Yesh Lo Pas Besalo. That means literally because he has bread in his basket. What that? It's a Chazal's idiom. It means, like, you know, a person's not, when a person, these are other contexts too. It means a person, when he knows he has food back home, he doesn't feel starving now as much. Okay? Vein yitzro tokfo kolkach. And therefore, like, his yitzhara isn't waiting to pounce so severely, he's not susceptible as much to it. But if the wife anyway is a nida, or he has a wife but he's in Timbuktu and she's back home, then asr, what does she help? Anything, no pas besal anymore. So then you're back to just only from the Tara and outwards. Van be'evanezer, simichav gimel, sefdalid, defilu nasi enu muter lahoshit yadu la'ama klal. Even if you're married, you have no business touching yourself in your organ. Ela b'shashu tzarech l'nekavav, except going to the toilet. Other times, no good. On this point, let me say, there's a halacha important to your point, is people wash themselves. How are you going to go out doing that? So the halacha is, we'll see a few bits and parts more as we go, but let me just make it clear now, because this is where it comes in Nogea. You're not supposed to touch yourself down there with your hand. We're going to say in a second, you could use a matlas, which is like a cloth. The problem is, as Mishnah will say, we're not exactly sure how thick the cloth is supposed to be. If it doesn't like it so much. But, so, that's a problem that you have to reckon with. But you have a simple eitzah. Your simple eitzah is the bar of soap itself. The bar of soap itself is for sure thick. and firm, like a thick cloth, that's fine. So that's halacha l'maisa, that's the way to go. You wash stuff with a bar of soap, you're good. You're good. Okay, that's halacha l'maisa on that. Okay? Washcloth, like I said, you'll see. It's less good. A thick washcloth might be fine, but might be not. Okay? Fine. Sifkan m'chafes, hanasui, the married guy, v'im omed b'makum sheyesh lo pachad, shlo yipol. If he's standing in a place where he's afraid he might fall, and he's talking to standing at the edge of a cliff. So then, ein l'hachmer b'nasli klal, the married person hasn't even got the midas chasidus on not touching himself, because anyway, the guy's afraid of falling to his death, so he has other things to worry about on his mind. That's art sefayim. Fine. At first, when I looked at learning that halacha of chafes, I felt like, what a weird halacha. Like, if he managed the rest of his life to do without it, well, pitul now is going to do it. But you see from here, I'm not going to elaborate, but you see from here the nature of the chashash. It's like a shas maisa thing, where the issue is that, I'm just speaking that out, so you can make it what you will, but you hear my point? My point is that if a person's at the minute in a place where he could fall, and therefore he's nervous, therefore he won't come to having thoughts, that's a time there's no midas chasidus to not touch himself if he's married, on his organ close to his body. So you see that the other times when we're afraid of the thoughts happening like then and there. Okay, fine.
His mind's elsewhere. That's
but see, I don't. This much I can say: the Gemara talks about being in a either in front of your Rebbe, so that your thoughts you're nervous, or you're in a dangerous place. But it doesn't. But I'm speaking out. It doesn't say anything about like if you're in front of other people, which is all be mutter. But it doesn't say there. In other words, like there. I don't know. Like your thoughts on the presence of people around you. Anyways.
Maybe in front of other people,
maybe I don't know.